This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
Third down at 5. McNair looking over the middle.
Everything's outside.
Looking to run. Now steps back. Rolls left. Rolls right. In bad trouble. Back at the 40. He gets away somehow. Fires downfield. There's Dyson. Dyson at the 10.
Timeout. Ball timeout.
He's tackled at the 10.
There's a clip from Super Bowl 34 at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. Steve McNair, the star of that game, some would say the star of one of the best Super Bowls that ever was played, had some tragic news over the holiday weekend. He was found shot to death on Independence Day. Police ruled it yesterday as a homicide. It's still not clear what exactly happened with the shooting. We want to take a look at what this means for the NFL and for McNair's legacy, what of it exists. Ibrahim Abdelmateen, Takeaway sports contributor, right here in the studio. So this is a horrible end to really a career that was untainted by a lot of the drama that we've read and talked so much about in the NFL, star players getting into brutal, difficult, sort of low-life situations.
It's true. He was a small-town kid. He came from Mount Olive, Mississippi, which is population 1,000. He came from a small-time college at Alcorn State, but he still was competing for the Heisman. And he still dies of gun violence, which affects so many black men in this country.
What is the legacy here? I mean, do we put McNair's death in with these other stories of violence and brutality that that have dogged the NFL really for a half decade or more? Or is this some terrible wrong turn that, you know, sets him apart somehow?
You know, the way it's coming down, it sounds like a case of domestic violence. They're calling it a murder-suicide. The way that it's that's the way the investigation is evolving. But I think you do put it into that larger pool of stories of the American narrative that says that it's dangerous out there, particularly for young black men that are no matter where they come from and where they're going, that it's a difficult world that they're living in.
Well, let's just to grab some of the details. I mean, his body was found, two bullets in the head, two bullets in the chest, I believe. A woman's body was found nearby. The gun was found nearer to her body than his. She had one bullet wound to the head. Cops aren't saying what happened, but they aren't investigating, which suggests that the circumstances pretty much tell the tale.
Yeah, they call it a they've already declared his death a homicide, and they have yet to declare her death. So we'll see what happens. All the details will come out. And I think all the details about his marriage and the state that was in. And
this woman
children.
Was not his wife.
Correct.
And there's no indication that she even knew of this relationship. They were at a house that McNair and a friend jointly rented.
Correct.
Right.
So, yeah, I think it's a tragic thing. The thing about Steve McNair, there's a lot of black quarterbacks that came before him. Randall Cunningham, Warren Moon, mm-hmm. Doug Williams. But Steve McNair was one of the first black quarterbacks that was drafted out of college, and they said to him, basically, you're going to be the guy. You are the face of this franchise. And he was the first in that sense for a black quarterback.
And, you know, unlike a Warren Moon, who in many ways couldn't take that pressure, McNair did.
People looked up to him every single – he was the guy in the huddle that – and in the critical moment in the game that you looked to McNair. And he actually looked up to Warren Moon, which is one of the sad things about this, is that he had his role models. He was a soft-spoken leader, but he made things happen when it mattered. And everyone described him as tough, indestructible. They called him a Superman.
Tough life after the NFL. That is for sure the story here.
Definitely.
Ibrahim Abdelmateen, thanks so much.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.